Blue Jackets end the season with a 5-4 win over the Chicago Blackhawks in overtime. I'm Milan Jordan. Let's head down to Bob McElligott in the Blue Jackets dressing room.
Okay. See you soon. Brandon Sodas here. Another big goal for you tonight. You only get to play your former teammates two times, and you hadn't seen them since October. What was it like for you to suit up and play against them here tonight?
It was fun, you know, especially the way we've been playing lately, winning some good hockey games and coming in against a good team. The building was rocking. It was a fun game to be a part of.
What was it about your line that had it clicking tonight? I mean, you guys were on fire.
Yeah. Well, earlier in the year, we had some chemistry and kind of got split up playing with different players. And then coming back together, we just wanted to finish strong on a good note. And we were making plays and finishing with the puck. So it was all around good game here tonight. It was a lot of fun.
The goal that you scored, Alexander Wennberg set you up for it. And we've seen that a couple times here recently where he just fires that puck. He knows where you're going to be. You know where he's going to put it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's great to play with. He's always finding me. He's always finding guys in the right spots, and he can definitely make plays with the puck. It's nice to see him finish one here tonight as well.
Is it tougher knowing that there is no tomorrow after you came back and won a game like that tonight?
Yeah. I think lately we wanted to finish the season strong, but at the same time, unfortunately, it ends here tonight. So we all got to feel good about ourselves going into the summer, prepare well for next season, and come off with a hot start. Thanks.
Let's see here. Let's see if maybe I can get Sergey. Can I get you today? Okay. Sergey says yes. Always got to get permission from the goalie, no? Sergey, this is a big win for the team, but for you, how good does it feel? They get three by you in the first period. Your teammates come back, and then you made some huge saves in the third period in overtime. Even though your season ends today, do you feel like you're doing it on a good positive note after that?
Well, yeah, it's obviously been a tough start for us tonight, and for me especially too. They shoot probably 5 shots, 3 goals. It's been hard, and thanks for guys. They worked back, they work hard, and fortunately we win that.
How tough is it not to get down in those situations? I mean, I know that you still have 40 minutes to play, but as you just said, 3 goals, 5 shots. How tough is it to mentally stay in the game and stay positive?
It's a good challenge for your mental too, and you try to look at that way and just try to play your game. Focus on right here, right now, and do your things.
Yeah, right here, right now has been good, especially the last 3 games. You win them all, and now you've got to go into the summer, go into the World Championships, and wait for next year. And there will be a lot of anticipation for next year, won't there? I mean, will you spend the summer wondering what's going to happen here and exactly, you know, what your team's going to look like and how tough it's going to be right away in training camp?
No, I'm not going to think that way. I'm going to prepare myself each day and go step by step, going up, forget that season, put that season behind, and move forward. And I'm not going to predict anything, what's to expect, how we're going to be in the end. I'm just going to come in and work hard every day.
That's a good idea. Don't predict, because this year everybody predicted it went the wrong way, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Sergey, congratulations on a strong finish to the year.
Thank you very much. All right.
That's Sergey Bobrovsky, Blue Jackets goaltender. Scott Hartnell's over here. Haven't talked to him yet. And I'm going to get him before he takes off here and talk to him about his 2-goal performance tonight.
It was a fun game. I think the start wasn't great. And, I said on the bench to Jody Shelley at the end of the game, it was all for show. The comeback win and waiting to overtime and all that stuff. But, it was a big effort the last 40 minutes for us. And nice to end on a high note like that, for sure.
A big effort, especially by your line. What was working well for you guys tonight?
Well, it's the first time we've been put back together for a while, and both Sauter and Wenny, they both can make plays. Sauter's got a great shot, and definitely can make some plays, make things happen, all of us. So I think we just got pucks to the net. We made a nice tic-tac-toe 4-on-2. I think we had their first Sauter's goal to tie it up there in the second period. So it was just it was a lot of fun tonight.
A little bit of deja vu for you. I mean, last year ended with you and Wennberg on a high note, and this year.
Mentoring
him again.
One game isn't as good as last couple months like we did last season, but it's frustrating right now. Yeah, you put a smile on your face, but the way we played for the most part of this whole year was frustrating. For everyone involved. So you take some time to regroup, take some time off, get physically ready, get mentally recharged, and come into camp here and have a good one.
Yeah, Scotty, I was looking at the schedule. I remember back in Philadelphia, you came so close to getting that 300th goal against your old team.
And I looked at the schedule because I thought it was like 2 weeks ago, and it was March the 5th. And so it was a long time, but does it seem to you like it's been years that you've been trying to get that goal and hit that milestone?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think it's in the back of your mind anytime you're at, you know, a certain milestone or whatever. But, you know, definitely haven't been playing great hockey of late, and, you know, frustrated with that myself personally. And, you know, tonight I just wanted to be focused on myself, make sure that I'm ready to go, ready to play, and that was you know, that was a big part of it, I think.
Yeah, and that works out great. You wind up with 301 when it's all said and done.
Yeah.
Let me ask you what you just said about focusing on yourself. I talked to Nick Foligno about this yesterday. Is that part of what it's going to take in this room for everybody to take account of themselves, work on making themselves better, so that you can come back and be better as a group?
That's exactly what it is. You can't be a good hockey team when you're missing a few guys every night, or the group isn't focused and ready to go. So each guy, you know, I think it's everyone's grown up in here, and everyone knows how important it is to come into camp in shape, ready to go, great hockey shape, great physical shape, mentally ready to go. So I think that'll be the message that we get this year, is to take some time, obviously, you know, and then just get ready to give her hell when we come back.
Is it tough to walk away on the last day? I mean, knowing this is the last time you guys are going to be in this room for the year.
Yeah, there's no, I don't think I've been on a hockey team where there's been the same group of people coming back to next year. So it'll be no different this year. You have friends, you have dinners, you have some good times with the guys. And unfortunately, there's, you know, it's not the same group that comes back here. And, you know, that's management's job to figure out what goes on. And for us, you just got to worry about yourself and get yourself ready to go.
Congratulations on those two goals, Scott.
Thanks, Bob.
That's Scott Hartnell of the Blue Jackets. He gets number 300 and 301 in his career tonight, and the Blue Jackets get a win in overtime over the Chicago Blackhawks. One more post-game press conference of the year with head coach John Tortorella, and it's coming up next on the Scioto Downs Columbus Blue Jackets Radio Network.